On Monday, we read from your emails, and many of you wrote in during our program on the Ten Commandments monument in the Alabama courthouse, and most of the comments were critical of Chief Justice Roy Moore for singling out Judeo-Christian beliefs. Falls Church, Virginia architect Arvidas Barsdukas had another concern. He writes, "This is a very weighty issue, First Amendment be danged. What about the building code? No building is designed to support a 2.5-ton lump of granite in the middle of the floor. I wonder if the good judge had the floor reinforced before they wheeled in the Ten Commandments monument in the middle of the night." Well, we find this email particularly pertinent today with news that the monument may be moved from its current location sometime this week, with so many protesters outside the building saying they will try to block any effort to remove the Commandments monument. There is an interest in finding a spot within the building for it. And joining us now is one of the architects who designed Alabama's state judicial building, Lee Sims. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
First of all, is there any chance that the sculpture would fall through the floor where it's sitting now?
Well, it's been there for 2 years, so personally I would not be overly concerned. The building is pretty substantial, although it was not designed with this specifically in mind.
Is there any other place in the building where it could safely be removed to?
I would say yes. The fact that it was brought in through the front entrance and moved across the floor and is in position makes me feel that the building is capable of carrying that kind of a load. The main law library is on that level. The clerk's offices for the civil and criminal courts of appeal are on that level.
And anywhere on that main floor you think would be substantial enough to bear the weight?
I would think so. The floor system is pretty consistently designed structurally throughout on that level. And the building is reinforced concrete and has heavy stone finishes on the inside as well as on the outside. So it's a pretty substantial structure.
Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Lee Sims is a principal architect with Bargainier, Davis & Sims, and helped design Alabama's state judicial building. That covers the worldly concrete issues. Now on to the otherworldly. Several of you wrote in to ask which Ten Commandments are chiseled into the monument. Josh Woolley of Boulder, Colorado wrote, "Are they the Protestant version, the Catholic version, the Hebrew version, the first tablet of stone, the second tablet of stone, some arbitrary conglomerate of various commandments, or the computer programmer's version?" Well, I have to admit, we didn't know there were so many choices, so we've asked religious scholar Bruce Feiler to come on and help try to sort this out. And Bruce, it's always nice to welcome you on the show.
Great to be with you, Neil.
Which version of the Ten Commandments is actually chiseled on that monument in Alabama?
What we know for sure is that he is using the first tablets of stone before Moses smashed them on the ground. He is also using the King James Version. What he's actually chiseled in are 11 commandments. There are 11 lines of text, 5 on the left tablet and 6 on the right tablet. Because the first commandment is the one that is most distinguished between Protestant, Catholic, and Hebrew. He's got, "I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me." That's actually closest to the Jewish version, which wants to emphasize that the Lord God is one. But the fact that he separates them is confusing, because the Protestant version actually skips the "I am the Lord thy God" and goes right to "thou shalt have no other gods before me."
I see.
After that, they're basically the same.
How many different versions are there, and other than that distinction, how do they differ?
There are lots of different versions. There is one Jewish version, and there's one Catholic version. The Lutheran version is somewhat different from the mainstream Protestant version. There's another version, which is also somewhat different from the mainstream Protestant. But I would say, basically, that they all come from 13 verses in Exodus chapter 20. It's just basically how you parse the verses within the larger passage.
Is there one set that's sort of more universally accepted?
No, actually, they really are quite different. I mean, the standard Hebrew version is the standard Hebrew version, and that's consistent across Judaism, but it really does differ from the standard Catholic version, which is a lot cleaner, and the Protestant version, the actual commandments are somewhat longer, mirroring the text itself in the Hebrew Bible, but they absolutely differ, and that just can't be gotten around.
Well, at least in popular culture, there is a universally accepted set, and that's the ones that Charlton Heston held up when he came down from the mountain in the picture. Which version was that?
Well, I can't say I know, but I'm guessing he probably had the Hollywood version.
Bruce Feiler, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bruce Feiler is the author, most recently, of Abraham, A Journey to the Heart of Three Faiths. If you have questions, comments, or a correction for the program, email it to us, TOTN at npr.org. Please, no burning bushes, but do include the topic of the program in the subject line. Tell us where you're writing from, and if necessary, give us a tip on how to pronounce your name. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.